Welcome to Classic Copperfield, the Tony Copperfield podcast from Doctor Magazine. Tony's column is written by a GP for GPs, and it doesn't pull any punches. Listeners of a sensitive disposition, cardigan wearers, and anyone without a sense of humour should tune out now. Here's Tony from his booth to give you that classic column, Patience in Patience Makes Me Puke.
I was in a good mood, honest. And you would be too, if you'd just received a visit request from someone concerned that his cafetiere is leaking. Tricky. Do I send him to a urologist or Starbucks? So it was with a glint in my eye and a spring in my stethoscope that I buzzed for the next emergency. I scrutinised the plump one-year-old bundle of vitality who beamed at me as he chewed and dribbled over my sphygmomanometer tubing. Already, I sensed a cloud edging over my sunny frame of mind. And the emergency patient is who, exactly? I innocently inquired of the mother. Oh, him, she replied, indicating shiny, happy baby. And the emergency is... Oh, he vomited half an hour ago, while he was having his dinner. I felt the first twinges of a tension headache developing, but maintained enough composure to extract a history. This was it. Up until half an hour ago, perfectly well. Half an hour ago, vomited once. Since then, perfectly well. I went over the story again, in case I was missing something. No, he hadn't been dropped on his head. No, there was no high fever, drowsiness, or funny spots. No, he hadn't been caught red-handed with the contents of a bottle marked Nasty Poison, Keep Away from Dribbly Children. There was sod all, bar one plate of puke. I decided to summarise the problem, partly to force home the absurdity of the situation, and partly to make sure this wasn't just a bad dream. So, I said, what we have here is a manifestly well baby, who vomited once, half an hour ago, and who you brought immediately to the doctor. She nodded enthusiastically, and I waited for her to say, you can't be too careful. You can't be too careful, she said. I kindly tried to explain how it was impossible to provide a precise diagnosis in this situation, how illnesses reveal themselves given time, how we have to deal with a bit of uncertainty, and how attending in such a Pavlovian manner really doesn't achieve much, and so on. Not easy with clenched fists and masseters. So you're saying you don't know what's wrong, she said, as to an imbecile. I'll take him to the hospital then. And there you have it. In the public's opinion, inevitable or tactical uncertainty is ignorance and cannot be tolerated. This is something we shall have to get used to, because although this example was extreme, plans to meet 48-hour targets for appointments mean that the GP's greatest ally, the passage of time, will be seriously undermined. No more self-resolution. No more seeing symptoms when they might add up to something. As a result, we will inevitably over-investigate, over-treat, and over-refer, all of which will represent new, expensive, and dangerous ways to buy time and avoid criticism. The thought of such a future fills me with nausea, which probably explains why I've just thrown up over today's box of records. Or it could be a virus. It's hard to be sure.
Tony records his podcast every week. To stay in tune, simply send an email marked podcast to doctor@rbi.co.uk. That email address again in a moment. Include your name, position, and practice address. doctor@rbi.co.uk. The copyright in this recording and in the original printed column in Doctor Magazine is owned by Elsevier Limited. The podcast is free to listen to online or downloaded onto computers for personal use.